Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Have you ever heard of the theory of everything? It's one of the unsolved problems in physics, the theory of everything, or in its scientific abbreviation, capital T, lowercase o, capital E. It's a single, all-encompassing framework that fully explains and links together all physical aspects of the universe. Sounds great, right? Maybe someday we'll have an answer to why when you put your hand underneath the automatic paper towel dispenser, it doesn't put out. Interestingly, I read that scientists believe that the TOE, the theory of everything, if discovered, will not be precisely accurate because no physical theory to date is believed to be precisely accurate. Therefore, it would be a mistake to confuse a theoretical model with the true nature of reality, they said. In other words, scientists, including Einstein, say that all we can reasonably hope for is a theory of everything, which incorporates all currently known forces, but we should not expect it to be the final answer. Similar, I think, to a cookbook that we have in our house by Mark Bittman. Came out in 1998. It says, How to Cook Everything. And then 2008 came along. They released the 10th anniversary edition, completely revised. In theology, thankfully, we do have a TOE, a theory of everything. Something that links together all the parts and pieces of God's personhood and plan so that we can know, Old Testament and New, and explain and understand the true nature of reality. A reality that is not merely physical, but is also spiritual. If you have a TOE without both the spiritual and without the physical, one of the two missing, it's lacking. As Jesus said in the text, that which is born of spirit is spirit, and that which is born of flesh is flesh. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night, and he represents the rational thinker who said to him, How can these things be? And Jesus responds, perhaps with some reluctance, since Nicodemus was a well-respected teacher of Israel and yet did not readily accept and believe the spiritual things that Jesus spoke of. No less, Jesus replies, telling Nicodemus the theory of everything. And that's John 3:15, 16, 17, mainly John 3:16 and 17 that we heard in the text. You know these words. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:17, for God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The theory of everything. Now, is it really possible that two simple verses can succinctly explain everything? And the answer is yes. Yes, indeed. For example, what will happen to the world? Answer part one from our text. Apart from Jesus, God's Son, it will perish. This links what God said to Adam and Eve in the garden after they sinned. From dust you came, and from to dust you shall return. You'll perish. And God cursed the earth similarly. The earth will perish. All things in the earth are going to perish because of sin in the world. All of it. The whole world is going to perish. Rust, destroy, gone. answer part two in our text. Because of Jesus and through Jesus, you will not perish, but will have eternal life. Just like we heard in the Old Testament about Abraham, it all depends on faith. Abraham was told to sacrifice his only son, Isaac. And Abraham believed in God's word and was obedient to his instruction, yet no one perished that day. For God the Father provided a substitute, his son, Jesus. Whoever believes in God's only son's sacrifice as a substitute for sin lives. Those who do not believe perish. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. And what Jesus said, and what Jesus did by rising again to show that faith in God's sacrifice for sinners, a faith shared by Jesus himself, is a faith that is rewarded with a resurrection of the body and a life and a world to come. We will not live on spiritually. We will live on physically and spiritually in the flesh, soul and body together. Jesus proved it by his death and resurrection. Some will rise again to eternal life through faith in Jesus. Some will rise again to everlasting hell, the second death. This is for those without faith in Jesus and what he came to do, to die and rise, so that our eyes might see the light of life eternal. Or how about this question? Is God as mad as hell? And therefore, did he send his son to make sinners even guiltier for all their wrongdoings? Kind of like how teachers and parents point to other kids doing things well as an example, and maybe perhaps to shame them. Johnny always ties his shoes. Mary always eats all her vegetables. Jesus is always doing the right thing. How come you can't be more like Jesus? And the answer from our text is no. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world or shame it. For the world was condemned already. Genesis chapter 3. Sin alone causes guilt, not the Son of God. The reason God sent Jesus reveals God's overarching care for his creation. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that the world might be saved through him, through Jesus. Your efforts and your care for God don't save you. Your remedial good works for doing bad things won't even the score. Rather, God's love, manifest in Jesus, saves you. His love draws you to his cross in Lent. His love draws you to the open tomb of Easter. He did all that apart from you. He did all that for you. He saves sinners from sin, Satan, and the second death by his son's all-sufficient sacrifice. All-sufficient. In other words, it's God's TOE, John 3, 16 and 17. Once known, it helps explain everything. It not only links together all the parts and pieces of the Bible, like Adam and Jesus, Moses and the cross of Christ, the future with the past, but it links together God and sinners in a love that knows no bounds. Grace revealed. You know, if scientists ever find a theory of everything, it may be a course correction for things that we previously couldn't understand, like the origins of the universe, or just maybe why that paper towel dispenser doesn't always put out. 10 years later, though, They'll release the 10th anniversary edition completely revised. And 10 years after that, the 20th anniversary edition completely revised. As they said, no final answer. But we, as God's people, have something more sure and certain by Jesus' own death and resurrection, where he says it is finished. And there'll never be a reason to revise John 3:16 and 17. It's not a TOE. It's the theory of everything. One edition, one editor, one Savior explains it all. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through him. May all hearts believe. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen.